bosses may soon be forced to ignore employees' criminal pasts. An overdue review of Queensland anti-discrimination legislation may lead to requirement that businesses ignore employees' criminal histories. Oh. And I think there's nothing wrong with that.
I think
there's nothing wrong with
Is
that.
Is today the day to go and steal a car? Because next week I can get a job and no one will look at it.
It could mean a recommendation to the government to enshrine in the law that a person cannot turn down a prospective employee for a job, like, say, working at the supermarket, if the person has an irrelevant criminal record, like for public drunkenness, right?
I'm just saying. So it has to be irrelevant. So my shoplifting rap would stop me getting a job in the supermarket.
The thing is, mate, because when everyone's not as bloody perfect as you, Robert, you know, holy suck owl that suck up that you are. Yeah. But the thing is, if someone's that, you know, you look back when you're younger and you've done stupid things and you go, that could then affect the rest of your life for a silly mistake that you made when you're 17, 18 or 19.
That's what stops you.
Not all the time. You make silly mistakes. You get on the hooligan juice. You do silly things. I don't think that
Whoops, I robbed a bank.
No, I'm not talking about robbing a bank.
But it's
talking
okay
about
because
silly things. I'm not talking about robbing a bank or going on a
okay, what about break and enter?
Oh, look at you.
What about you go and you rob some grandmother of all her life savings?
There's got to be a list.
Come on.
There's got to be a list.
This is ridiculous.
There's got to be a good and a bad list.
Whose rule is this? Is this a Queensland thing?
Well, they're looking at that. And I think.
Oh, God. Queensland. Queensland.
If you've done a silly thing, you know, if you've done a silly thing and you've been charged and all that sort of stuff, and then that's going to be held against you in the rest of your working life, I don't think it should happen. I think there should be some sort of statute of limitations.
You know what? It should be left to the discretion of the employer, and if they want to look at it, they can look at it.
Exactly right.
Yeah, but if you're an employer and you look at it, you should be able to look at the rap sheet and go, yep, when you were 17,
you were stupid.
I don't know what.
But I'm going to give you a crack.
You were caught with drugs when you were 17.
I'm going to overlook that because everyone's young and silly at some stage.
But now you're 28 and you look like you've had a good 10 years.
Would you give them a job?
Yeah, of course.
Good boy. That's what it's all about.
But are you saying there's going to be a legislation?
Well, it might be.
What a joke.
What are your thoughts?
No, please.
Like, if you're an employer, honestly, give someone a second chance, man. Sue Halakalani. Hello, Sue.
What do you think, Sue?
Yeah, look, I agree. I work in a drug and alcohol rehab and I work with many, many different people.
Yep.
You know, some crimes definitely need to be reconsidered for positions, but if you have an AVO taken out on you against an angry girlfriend or boyfriend who don't really understand the implications, you can never work with children. It's a done deal. You cannot work with children. You can't coach a sports team. You can't coach your kids' sports team.
Jeez, that sounds harsh.
It is extremely harsh. If you want to be a youth worker because you have decided to change your life around, you can't go for that job. It's illegal. They can't hire you because of AVO. So, I mean, there's obviously very horrendous crimes that people do not deserve a chance
Absolutely.
Or a possibility to reoffend. But these AVOs that, you know, they were handed out like gold passes many years ago and people are still struggling because of that to even attend activities with their kids. I can speak from experience. I have an amazing husband who has a very interesting past. And it took a lot of work for him to get a job. And now he's very high up in his field with mental health and disabilities. But some people don't get that chance. And he was lucky enough to get that chance through Father Chris Riley, who
Youth off the streets in Sydney. Yeah. Can I ask, if you've done something ridiculous, you've got on the drink, you've been a knob when you're much younger, if you then have a criminal record, that is held against you when you're applying for every job, isn't it?
Yes.
For the rest of your life.
It depends on the employer, doesn't it?
And, well, not necessarily, because if you apply for a job and it comes up on a criminal history, they will, as soon as that criminal history comes up, they'll put you to one side and they'll keep moving through the people that don't have it.
That's what I'm saying. Give someone a second chance. Hey, Sue, it's been really, really nice to talk to you. And educating my...
Oh, come on. Thanks for your angle, Sue. You know, I appreciate
myself,
what you're saying.
My art myself friend. Oh. Sue, thank you so much. We've got Morris Goolagong.
Thanks, Sue. G'day,
G'day
Morris.
Mocha. Hello, mate. How are you, buddy? Yeah, good, mate. What are your thoughts? Because about what they want to introduce in Queensland. Do you think giving someone a second go is a good idea?
Yeah, 100% it is, mate. You know, I worked up at the Juvenile Correctional Centre for 17 years, mate, and that was part of our job, to get those kids out into the workforce before their release date. So, you know, we had a lot of companies, industrial areas up around Carrieong and stuff like that, to give those kids a chance to get out into the workforce and to, you know, get back their life.
Mocker, you know, I agree with you. It's great to give someone a go.
Here he's, and he's backpedaling now, Mocky. He's backpedaling
now.
He's backpedaling. Okay, wind it back now, Palmer.
Listen to him. Honestly, he'll take any chance he gets to shoot the bow of my shit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm happy to give I believe in the goodness of humanity. I believe that people should be given a second chance. But I don't believe that that should be
legislated
that you're not allowed to look into someone's criminal past when you're employing them.
They do. Everyone has a
I agree with you there, Rob. They do that, but they shouldn't do that. But these kids deserve a second chance. They've done the wrong thing. They've paid the time for it, and I think they deserve a second chance.
G'day, Joel from Yarramalong.
Hi, how's it going today?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, did you have a silly criminal charge laid against you?
Yeah, I was charged with a prohibited weapons charge for having an ornamental belt buckle that was shaped like knuckle dusters. So it was just a little belt buckle, but it was classed as a weapon to the courts when I went to court, and I was charged with carrying a prohibited weapon, and I'm now stuck with that for the rest of my life. I couldn't get a job at McDonald's. I couldn't get a job pretty much anywhere. I had to go and get a trade and then open my own company so that I could have a job.
Far out, so, mate.
Every employer looks back at it and says, doesn't matter that it was a belt buckle, it doesn't matter it was something stupid and non-related, you can't get a job.
It's still a charge.
Flipping burgers even.
Joel, that you are one of the unfortunate ones that slipped through the cracks of what is reasonable, and that you should not have been discriminated against. However,
that's what happens,
you had a charge, you were convicted of it, and that's what you had to wear. But you know what I like about you, Joel, is you've just gone out and said, stuff this, I'm going to do it my way, and you got yourself a trade and started your own business. How's it going?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm just a little floor-laying business, but it does all right for me. It pays the bills and feeds me little boys, so...
That's what it's
mate,
about,
what's
mate.
Your business, Joel?
Yeah, Coastal Commercial Flooring.
All right, mate.
Coastal Commercial Flooring. Get amongst it.
And, Joel, as we said earlier on, I think there should be something that companies look like in yours and give them a second chance.
Yeah, that's their rule book. It's not a legislation.
But this is what we're saying. We're going, Joel couldn't even get a job flipping burgers because of that. It should be changed. There should be something. It's not that's not a major crime, mate. That is not a major crime.
It's not a major crime, but it was still on the record, and it cost Joel the opportunity.
That's exactly right, and it should be changed. Thank you, Joel.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.